her brother, her younger brother, and she had an older sister, a younger brother, and they all stayed, but she had the opportunity to leave on this, they had found this plan, you know, where they paid for her passage and went with a bunch of girls. Ended up in Montreal initially, I believe. Got a job in just as a sort of a housekeeping job in one of the hospitals in Montreal. I don't think, finish high school when the war started. She had not quite finished. So she didn't have any training at all. And that's kind of where she learned her English. It was kind of tough because it was English and French. She didn't know either, right, coming over. I'm not sure really why, but obviously there wasn't, maybe it was just because they were young. So I think she was there till she was 18. So she was there for a few years, learned her English, you know, kind of got her bearings with her girlfriends. And then there was a group of girls that decided they'd heard that Edmonton, Alberta was the land of opportunity at that point. So they just thought that they should come here. And I kind of remember asking her why, and it was more like she said, well, you know, we were always looking to make better for ourselves, but we were young too. We just thought it would be an adventure, you know. So part of it was just, let's do it. Came to Edmonton. Dad and a whole bunch of the Latvian boys had ended up in Edmonton as well. Mom and Dad just met on the street because they heard each other talking Latvian. And he was about 5 years, he was 5 years older than her. That's how they met, and you just hung out with the people that spoke your language, you know, it was just easier, and got married. And the same thing with his best friend, John. He met his wife, Mirza, here in Edmonton. And again, they were all just sort of two quite separate groups and then met. A lot of them paired up and ended up getting married in Edmonton.